And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 10th. The Monkees received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1989, and all members attended: Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, and Mike Nesmith. In 1967, Kenny Rogers left the New Christy Minstrels, and the next day he helped form the First Edition. The movie Go Johnny Go with Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry, with performances by Ritchie Valens, Eddie Cochran, and Jackie Wilson, opened this week in 1959. In 1962, the very first Rolling Stones concert took place at the Marquee Club in London. And interestingly, Bill Wyman, the bass player, and Charlie Watts, the drummer, were not even members yet. Frankie Lyman, the Everly Brothers, and Connie Francis starred on Alan Freed's first official Big Beat TV show, and in 1957, after two previous test runs of the show. Production began on Fabian's Hound Dog Man movie that featured Dodie Stevens this week in 1959. In 1962, the Telstar communications satellite was launched. Gladys Knight won Ted Mack's Amateur Hour in 1952 and won a whopping $2,000 prize. Cream, the supergroup, formed this week in 1966. The very first stage performance of Jesus Christ Superstar in the U.S. happened this week in 1971 in Pittsburgh. Rod Stewart received the Commander of the Order of the British Empire Medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2007. Filming began on the Elvis Presley movie and with Anne Margaret, Viva Las Vegas, this week in 1963. The Live Aid concerts happened this week in Philadelphia and London in 1985. New Orleans named its suburban airport after Louis Armstrong this week in 2001. In 2008, the Beatles producer George Martin was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as the most successful producer of all time. In the studio, the Hughes Corporation recorded Rock the Boat in 73. Floyd Kramer recorded Last Date in 1960. The Supremes cut Come See About Me in 64. The Beach Boys recorded Sloop John B. in 65. The Coasters recorded Poison Ivy in 1959. And in 1963, the Beach Boys were in the studio once again, and they recorded In My Room. Birthdays: Arlo Guthrie is 75, Ian Whitcomb, born in 1941, Sandy Stewart is 85, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, born in 1937, Diane Renee is 77, Roger McGuinn from the Byrds, 80, Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong, 76, J. Bird Uzel, the lead singer of the Corsairs, born in 1942. Thurston Harris, born in 1930. Tab Hunter in 1931. Peter Brown, 69. Myra Brown, the child bride of Jerry Lee Lewis, is now 78 years old. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, 79. Walter Egan, 74. Barbara Cowsill from the Cowsills, born in 1928. Linda Ronstadt, turning 76. H.B. Barnum, producer of the OJs and Fifth Dimension, 86 this week. Alicia Bridges, 69. Desmond Decker, in 42. Denise LaSalle, born this week in 1938. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 10th. I'm Michael Codan.
Treasure Island Oldies.